1, begin transmission.
It's 12:30 a.m. That can't be right, because it's not. That's just local time. If you look at your clock, you'll notice that it is 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. Hello Kitty is just the sergeant of arms. And I'm sitting here in my studio today. Why am I sitting here? Well, the truth of the matter is, I actually did go out today. It's a nice day. It's warm. It's about 78 degrees Fahrenheit. Call it, 24 or 25 degrees Celsius. And it's clear and sunny. But the problem is that it's very windy. Very, very windy today. And so I couldn't really go out to all the usual places to look for stuff. And so I thought, oh, I'll know what I'll do. I'll go down into the ravine. The ravine is just a block away from my house and is a good place to look for dudes and mushrooms and stuff like that. So I packed up all the gear I got in my car. And two stupid things happened at the same time. You're gonna laugh because it's funny, because I'm an idiot. One, I walked around down there in the ravine for about 20 minutes finding various cool things. But two things happened. One, apparently I wasn't recording the whole time. And not only that, we went bingo battery. And so the recorder died, and I was like, oh god, blah blah. And this is super annoying because I did find some cool stuff and I took a lot of cool photographs that you are going to see here in just a few minutes. So I got really mad at myself, just kicking myself for not having a great episode ready to roll. Oh, so I'm an idiot. But that's okay. So I came back here and I took a look at some of these photos and I was just absolutely blown away. I'm so happy I got some cool stuff. So let me tell you what happened. I actually went down into the ravine looking for marmots. You know, I haven't seen marmots in forever on the show. So I was thinking, yeah, I gotta go out and find me some marmots and it'll be great. So that's why I went down there, you know, between the wind, you know, and I knew that being down deep in the deep ravine, I would be out of the range of the wind and so we could record stuff. But before I go on, I just remembered I gotta tell you something else first. Yesterday, I had to drive over to my parents' house just to help my dad finish up some stuff on the installation of his new garage doors. And so, you know, I was driving, I drove over there, and I was on 132nd Street getting ready to turn into their little neighborhood, and I wasn't even 100 yards from their house when I saw something running on the sidewalk. And I thought to myself, well, that's kind of big, but it's not a cat or a dog because it's so low to the ground, and it can't be a squirrel because it's too big for a squirrel, and again, low to the ground and doing weird stuff, and I couldn't see the big bushy squirrel tail. And sure enough, as I got a little bit closer, it was a marmot. So here's this Mati just running down the sidewalk as I'm sort of driving by him, and I'm like, hi Mati, I see you. It was awesome. He then jumped off the sidewalk and ran between the slats of somebody's fence and was in their backyard. So somebody's got a mot in their backyard very close to my parents' house. So, you know, I turned into my parents' neighborhood and went up to their house and I helped my dad do his stuff. And then I left shortly thereafter. And as I drove home, obviously I looked for that Mott again, and I didn't see him. And I decided when on the way home to drive up Old Maple Road instead of taking West Maple back to my house. And so I was thinking, yeah, I'll drive over that bridge, and maybe we'll see another marmot sunning himself on the bridge abutment, like we did yesterday. If you missed yesterday's show, we did in fact see a Mott, and also a Bun. So I drove over the bridge and I was looking for the Mott where I know he likes to hang out, and I did not see him. I did not see anything. And so I drove by Heron Haven very slowly, you know, making sure I didn't miss anything. Like, maybe there'll be some turkeys or some other, you know, wacky dudes. But no, there wasn't. And so I kept going. And, you know, about a mile later, yeah, I'm driving, probably not that far, but, you know, half a mile later, I'm driving by Sunny Slope School. You know, you hear me talking about, oh, I had to drive by the school, and there was school buses blocking me, and blah, blah, blah. As I was driving by the school, I was looking in the ditch that was across the street from the school. It's got a bunch of very tall grass growing in it, and I could see something looking out from the tall grass. The sun was shining right on it. This is 50 yards away, and I said, I think that's a Mottie. And yep, as I drove by, here's this big old Mott just standing in the grass, peeking out sort of next to the street, and I was just driving by going, hi, Mottie! So that was the second Mott that I saw accidentally, you know, I just happened to see him all over the place, because Motts are all over the place. They're everywhere. So that was the second accidental Mott I had seen in the day. And so then, you know, I just drove home. You know, I'm just another half a mile away from my house. Went to my house. So that was fun. Later that evening, I was eating a snack in front of my TV at about 8:30. So this is, you know, twilight. It's still light enough that you can see everything fine outdoors. But I had got done eating and I took my plate up to my kitchen, and I was standing in front of my sink washing the plate when I looked up and I looked out the window that overlooks my backyard, and there's a face sticking out of the bushes. Well, they're not really bushes, they are yew trees. My backyard is bordered with yew trees. And there's just this snoodler halfway out of the trees, just on the ground, looking at me. Yes, a raccoon. And it was still light. I couldn't believe it. He was kind of a little guy. And so I pretended I didn't see him, and I looked down so, you know, he would think I wasn't looking at him. And then he came out of the trees, and he walked around in my backyard for a while, and my cat was at my feet going, yang, yang, yang. She couldn't see him or anything, so I picked her up, and I took her over to the door, which was open, and I put her on the bucket, and I said, look, and then she saw that raccoon, and she's like, oh, that's one of my buddies. And so, you know, she shut up, so she had something to do, and she's like, oh, this is fun, I'm looking at a raccoon. Yeah, they're pretty cool. Yeah, so yesterday, without even making any effort to do so, I saw a lot of dudes. Two accidental marmots and an accidental raccoon just running around in my yard. So that's what happened to me yesterday. I wish I would have been recording a show so we could spot some dudes, but no. But I got to see them, so I guess that was okay. So anyway, back to what happened today. So I drove over to the ravine and I parked in the street in the shade and got out of my car and I walked down there. Had a whole bunch of stuff with me, but that's irrelevant now because this was only interesting if it was live. But anyway, I had my camera with me, obviously. And so I walk into the ravine. I sort of have to dodge a bunch of nettles and stuff and follow this narrow path. And this is when if you have ever heard any other ravine shows, I just did the same thing. I went down into the ravine in the exact same place I always do. And the first thing I noticed was, you know that log that was across the creek? Well, apparently the big rains the other day washed it away. Not very far. But you gotta understand, this ravine is the beginning of the watershed for my neighborhood. So when it rains, and we have had some big rains lately, all of the water goes down into this ravine. And the big water level pushed the log off of its moorings, so to speak, and turned it lengthwise and dropped it in the creek about 10 meters down from where it was. You know, you could still see it. But, oh, I was so disappointed because I wanted to walk across that log. Just like we did last time. But no. And as I was kind of walking over there to where the log was, I saw something out of the corner of my eye, and I turned and I looked, and no, it wasn't a mati. It was a very, very cool mushroom on a log. Yeah. And what was it? It was a coral mushroom. Hooray! The first coral mushroom we have found this year. And if you'll remember, if you've been listening to the show for the last week, you've been hearing me say things like, oh, we should be finding the coral mushrooms soon. And so, bingo, I did. I found a coral mushroom, and it was probably the biggest one that I've ever found. It was a good, 4 inches around at the base, and it was a good 6 inches high. So, you know, it was about, 10 centimeters in diameter at the base, and it was about 15 centimeters high. It was big, probably the biggest one I've ever found. Did I mention that? And so I went over there and got my camera out, and as I was looking at it closer, I noticed that it was most likely crown-tipped coral. Crown-tipped coral is a little bit different than just regular white coral, and although they look the same from, you know, normal viewing distances, once you get up close and look at the very ends of the little arms, or whatever you want to call them, they have these little bumps that look like the crenellations of a crown. You know, the crown like a king or a queen would wear, right? So, yes, I found some crown-tipped coral. And so I took tons of pictures. The lighting down there was bizarre. You know, the sun doesn't quite get through the canopy, so my camera doesn't want to focus properly. But if I turn on the flash, then the photos look washed out. No, the mushrooms then look washed out, and the rest of the background is dark, so it looks like I've taken the pictures in the middle of the night. But anyway, I took over 24 pictures of this mushroom, and I managed to get a couple of decent ones. So you'll be seeing links popping up in the Anon Radio Room of Calm that you can click on so you can see this amazing and beautiful mushroom. I took a whole bunch of pictures from various angles and various lighting conditions, and I tried to, you know, get decent photos. And so, I kind of did. Not the greatest photos in the world, but decent enough photos that you can really tell what this thing looks like. And as I was doing this, you know, taking all the pictures, I was, you know, moving around the log, trying to find different angles and stuff like that, trying to get, you know, the optimum dealio. And as I was doing this, I noticed that there was more. There was another little piece of log near the log that I was walking around that had little tufts. Just little, sort of like baby coral mushrooms that were just 2 centimeters high and just had a couple of branches and just looked like little dudes, right? And I should say that this, where I found these couple of logs, was another sort of sub-ravine. There's this little crevice where water can flow out from the golf course, and it was still really soggy, which is why these mushrooms were growing there. the logs were right in the water, in the mud, and so the logs were waterlogged, and that's why these coral mushrooms, or at least this one coral mushroom, got so big. It was a beautiful and amazing thing. But as I was walking and circling this log, trying to find a good angle to take a picture of that one big coral, I noticed something else. The log was a little bit hollow, and on the end, there was another coral mushroom growing out of the bottom of the top of the log. Does that make any sense? The log was kind of hollow, and on the inside of the log, at the top, there was a coral mushroom growing down out of the ceiling, so to speak. And this is very interesting. This is the first time I've ever seen this. And it was cool because, you know, at first the main stalk sort of grows down, and then all of the branches then turn 180 degrees and start growing up again. And I got a good photograph of this inverted coral mushroom. And I'm glad I took this picture, and it turned out pretty decently because it looks like, I don't know, it looks like a weird chandelier hanging from, you know, the inside of this log. I wish I had chandeliers that looked like this in my mansion. And if I ever have a mansion, I will pay somebody to make chandeliers that look like inverted coral fungus. And so this is a cool picture, the inverted picture, just because if you look really close at the ends of all of these arms, you can see the little crown tips. The little tips look like they've got a crown on them because they got the little fractal bifurcated forms coming out of it. Yeah, that's another thing. If you ever want to see the concept of bifurcation, you know, the natural fractal growth of things, this is a really good example. Both this picture of the chandelier crown tip coral and the other picture, that's some pretty decent fractal business. Bifurcation, it means things split in two, and then they split in two again, and then they split in two again. It's very cool. I'm impressed with myself. Good job, Tobe. Good job taking pictures of awesome, awesome, awesome mushrooms. You are the coolest. Well, thanks, Tobe. I'm glad you think so. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, I was taking pictures of this coral and just going nuts. And then I spent some time, you know, walking up and down the bank of the creek and didn't really find much of anything else. I didn't see any marmots at all, but school's out, and there were some other kids down in the ravine walking around and just having a good time. I said hi to them, and I showed them that coral mushroom. Like, hey, you want to see something really cool? They're like, okay. So I took them over to that coral, and I explained what it is. And at first, they were sort of blown away, going, what the hell is this thing? And I explained, yeah, this is actually a mushroom. It's called crown-tipped coral, blah, blah, blah. And they're looking at it, and they're touching it, and they're like, wow, this is the coolest thing, blah, 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 blah. So that was a good time. And so then, what was I doing? Oh, yeah, they climbed back up out of the ravine in the same place where I came in. And that's when I saw something else. I thought I saw some wolf's milk slime. Wolf's milk slime is a very cool slime mold, and, you know, it was growing on this log that was, again, in a muddy-ish area where there was plenty of moisture and all that kind of jazz, and I bushwhacked my way over to this log, and I took a closer look at it, and no, it was not wolf's milk slime. I actually found some more eyelash cups. You know, obviously, first I thought they were scarlet cups until I looked really, really close, and, you know, they look a little, like, black around the edges. An eyelash cup looks just like a scarlet cup, which is just a mushroom that's about the size of a penny, an American penny, or sometimes bigger, sometimes smaller. Even these were about a centimeter across, and when you look really close at them, there's some black cilia around the rim of the cup, little tiny black hairs that you can barely see with the naked eye. And I was like, woohoo, these aren't scarlet cups. These are eyelash cups. Blah, blah, blah. I win again. This is only the second time I've ever found eyelash cups, so I was pretty excited about it, as you can imagine. And I did take a picture of that. So you'll be seeing a link to my new picture of eyelash cups. Not the greatest picture, but the biggest one was still pretty small. Like I said, it was only about, you know, a centimeter across. And so I took a picture of that. And as I was standing there, doing stupid stuff, doing whatever, there was another log. There was another log, or piece of a log, close to this log with the eyelash cups on it. And there was more stuff growing on this log. Something that looked like pink balls, little like 5 millimeter or 1/4 inch pink balls. Kind of looked like salmon eggs. If you've ever seen salmon eggs, that's what it looked like. And I thought, oh, okay, there's my wolf's milk slime right over there. And so I went over there and I got closer, looked closer to it, and I was looking really closely at it, and this is not wolf's milk slime either. And I took a picture of this, and you're going to have to see the picture to understand what I'm talking about. But this is some of the weirdest oddball stuff I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like this. It looked like there was little sort of fuzzy pink balls with a single drop of like strawberry jelly coming out of these balls. And I thought, okay, yeah, this is not wolf's milk slime at all. I don't know what this is. So I took a picture, and if you were looking at the picture, you'll see that we have these, they kind of look like jelly donuts. There's one up here on the left in this photograph that looks like a jelly donut, but they look like little balls, and there's this weird pink liquid coming out of them. And I thought, okay, I don't know what this is, but this is very cool. So I started taking a whole bunch of pictures, and then I noticed that one of the little jelly donuts, it looked like some of its jelly was pouring off the top and onto the log. You can see it in this photo on the far right, but it's out of focus. I took another picture of just this little blob doing its weird thing. And that's this next photo that you're going to see, and you're going to see it a little bit better. And again, this is really small, 5 or 6 millimeters in diameter. And on the right in this photo, you can see two of the mushrooms, the fungal bodies, in this picture. One on the left is out of focus, but you can still see it's kind of a ball with pink stuff coming out of it. And then on the right, you can see, I don't know, it looks like a pink beanbag chair or something, and there's a little ball of pinker goo or jelly, and then you can see like orange slime cascading off the main body. And I thought, oh my god, this is just about the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Obviously, this is some kind of fungus. Then I started thinking about it a little bit. You know, I have never seen anything like this. And then I started wondering, well, you know, this is a piece of the same log that those eyelash cups are growing on. And so it could be the same mycelium growing in here. And I started thinking, I wonder if this is eyelash cups, but at a very early developmental stage. You know, mushrooms don't always necessarily look like mushrooms. When they first start growing, you know, you wouldn't recognize most mushrooms as being mushrooms. They're just these pointy things, sometimes called pins. And so I thought, you know, I wonder if this is just an early stage of eyelash cup just doing its thing. You know, mushrooms grow so fast, so rapidly, that sometimes, you know, you don't see them in the early stages. You know, you just go out and you see mushrooms, right? Well, you know, if you're not looking carefully, you might not see any, quote, baby, end quote, mushrooms. You know, early developmental stages of any kind of mushrooms. And a lot of times these look so much different than the actual mushroom that they turn into that you don't recognize it. And I'm beginning to wonder if this is the case with these little jelly donut thingies. So, I took these photos and I sent them to David Fisher, a mycologist online who helps me identify a lot of weird mushrooms. And so I sent the photos to him saying, hey, have you ever seen anything like this before? Blah, blah, blah. I found them on a log that was in a ravine that was soaking wet, and blah, blah, blah. And I said to him, you know, I think, could this possibly be an early stage of eyelash cups? Because I found eyelash cups on a piece of the same log that was a few feet away, and blah, blah, blah. Now, I haven't, at this point, you know, this just happened to me a couple hours ago, I haven't at this point heard back from David Fisher, but by the time you hear this, I probably will have heard back from him. And if you're in the non-radio room of Calm here on SDF, you'll probably see me typing something like, yes, David Fisher confirmed that these were early stages of eyelash cups. Or I'm typing something like, no, David Fisher said that, no, this is not eyelash cups, this is something else. So, blah, blah, blah. Oh, what a great day for mushrooms we have had today. And if you are looking at some of these pictures and you're thinking, gosh, mushrooms are cool, and if you want to see some more cool mushroom photos, you can see all the pictures of mushrooms that I take in my SDF gallery. So just go to, you know, sdf.org/gallery or whatever, and you can search for my personal gallery, and you'll notice I have an entire folder full of mushroom photos taken both this season and previous seasons, blah, blah, blah. If you can't be bothered to do any of that, you can always go to AmericanMushrooms.com. AmericanMushrooms.com is David Fisher's website, and he's got a lot of cool photos, thousands of photos of many, 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 many different kinds of mushrooms, all the coolest kinds of stuff that you can imagine. And maybe your appreciation for mushrooms will grow just by seeing some of these awesome photographs. Oh, and speaking of photographs, here's one more photograph for you. I took this during morel season. I call this photograph the Mushroom Gangster. This is a picture of yours truly, your favorite chairman. The chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee, holding a few Morchella esculentas in my hand as I wear my fun mask. So, ooh, look how scary I look. Look how awesome those mushrooms are. Yes, they are very awesome. I call this the Mushroom Gangster photo just because it's funny. So anyway, that was about it for today. I did not see any dudes, even though I was sort of looking for them. We'll be back out tomorrow. Actually, I don't know. I don't have any batteries. I gotta get some more AA batteries before I can go out and do any more field recordings. We gotta find some baby marmots, so I gotta get to the store and get me some batteries, and we need to go out to OPPD and some other places, see if we can finally find some of our elusive baby marmots. Who knows what'll happen? All right, well, that's it for me. You have been listening to another very exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. So tune in. Maybe we'll find the baby marmots. Maybe we'll find some more crazy, crazy looking mushrooms. Who knows? Anyway, I gotta find something to eat, get my nutrition on, and fill up my teacup because there's not much left. All gone. Okay, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Sweet DJ 風磨が Welcome to my 4-on-radio show.